This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted to pass Democrats' ambitious package called the Inflation Reduction Act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Washington.
The strict party line vote came after a marathon weekend Senate session that included votes on dozens of amendments from border security to permitting reform that Republicans can use against Democrats in midterm elections this fall. Hickenlooper said he was prepared for that.
Well, they're always just trying to embarrass us and force us into a vote that looks like we're voting one way when they know we really are the other way. And it's no fun, but it's a small price to pay to save the world.
But Democrats did the same thing, forcing a majority of Republicans to vote against a price cap on insulin for private insurance. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More Coloradans are finding jobs when they want them, and fewer people are having to commute between part-time opportunities. That's according to economist Nicholas Sly with the Federal Reserve in Denver.
And more of the workforce now has one full-time job, potentially with some benefits, only one commute to it. And I think there's strength in the labor market there that isn't just reflected in the unemployment number. It's the type and quality of jobs that are available out there.
Sly says Colorado's unemployment rate is low across skill groups. Recent numbers from the state show Colorado's unemployment rate is better than the national average. Adams County Sheriff's deputies were involved in a shooting over the weekend that left a suspect dead and a deputy with minor injuries. It happened at an apartment complex in North Glen when officers contacted the suspect over an arrest warrant. Construction begins today on new gates at Denver International Airport. The work will add 5 gates to DIA's A concourse. Frontier Airlines will use the new gates for at least the next 10 years. In Denver this morning at 61 degrees, Grand Junction 72, and it's going to be getting warmer between today and tomorrow. Metro Denver has highs in the mid-80s this afternoon, above 90 on Tuesday. Grand Junction hot already, with highs today in the mid-90s and about the same tomorrow. In the mountains, a chance for rain this afternoon, highs in the 70s around Vail, and a little bit warmer on Tuesday. This is CPR News.